Just moments ago, she had been seething with rage at the way her plans had been ruined. Had that been an act, or was this the act? "All right," he said, following his instincts. Living right now was better than dying. That was the bottom line. And if he got even luckier, he might be able to do something to help Lorin as well, assuming she was still alive. "I accept the offer." The matriarch broke out into an enormous, unsavory smile. One chubby finger pointed at him.
Uwama Wanda.
Tasabari says...
I know what she said. He swallowed another foul taste. She clicked her fingers, and the guards dropped their weapons. A Gamorrean scurried forward to return his comlink and lightsaber. He fixed them to his belt and bowed. The crowd watched him silently now.
"Thank you," he said. "It's been a pleasure doing business."
As the guards led him from the throne room, a guest now rather than a prisoner, the sound of the hut's chuckling, low and lugubrious, echoed and re-echoed through the sybaritic halls behind him. Chapter 21. "Are you feeling all right?" Lorin turned to look at the smuggler. She had left herself for a moment, left the ruins of the security airlock and the blasted droid factory, left the clamor of palace security digging through the rubble, even left the occasional pot shot in their direction from an ambitious hook currently stationed in the hole that short-sighted Yima had blown through the wall. Now she was back, and the view wasn't pretty. The answer came to her at last.
"Are you feeling all right?"
Yes.
They were hunkered down out of sight in the entrance of the vault. She was squatting on her knees, still applying pressure to her injured hand under her right armpit. The suit had sealed the wound as best it could, leaving her nothing else she could do about it now. She knew that well enough, having been injured in combat before. Once, she had been caught in an intense urban guerrilla exchange that Special Forces Black Star Squad had been sent in to deal with. Intel had leaked, leading Lorin and three squad members into a trap. She still dreamed sometimes of the way frag grenades had torn into the group, instantly reducing two of her friends to ribbons. She had been sheltered from the bulk of it, but even so, the skin down her right leg and side had been flayed completely away, along with a fair chunk of muscle. It had taken an extended period in a Bacta tank to regrow the tissue, and 3 months of rehabilitation to restore her to full flexibility. This was different, though. And it wasn't just because fingers couldn't be regrown. In the Black Stars, she had many clear-cut reasons to fight. Among them, strengthening the Republic cause, enforcing principles of liberty and equality among all beings in the galaxy, and furthering her own career. She had thought herself perfectly normal in that regard. Why else did one join Special Forces but to be a hero on the side of good? She knew now that not everyone was like her. Every barrel contained a bad apple or two. She also knew just how important at least two of those principles were to her. More important combined than the last one. Sacrificing her career to uphold them had seemed the right thing to do at the time. Without her career, though, it was very hard to fight for any cause at all. And now her situation was totally muddied. Was invading a sovereign state, albeit one compromising criminals and murderers, the best way to go about enforcing freedom and equality? How did squabbling with Mandalorians and Sith over a battered Navicomp help the Republic?